insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالوا لئن لم تنته يا نوح لتكونن من المرجومين.
They said, if you do not desist, O Noah, you will surely be of those who are stoned.
قال رب إن قومي كذبون.
He said, my Lord, indeed my people have denied me.
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were discussing these verses of chapter Shu'ara. قال رب إن قومي كذبون فافتح بيني وبينهم فتحا ونجني ومن معي من المؤمنين. Said Noah, O my Lord, verily my people have belied me. فافتح بيني وبينهم. Judge you then between me and them, and deliver me and the believers that are with me. As we said in the previous episode, this threatening is one of the most important weapons of the Prophet's opponents, and in this case, it is as well. Now, Prophet Noah complains to Allah, but his complaint was for people's rejecting the religion, not for that threatening, not for the threat of stoning him. So he turns to Allah, complains to him, and then implicitly asks Allah, now that there is no other way to guide this group of people, he subhanahu wa ta'ala, may put a separation between him and those people, and then he may judge between them. The verse says, فَافْتَحْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ. Judge you, then, between me and them. The Arabic word fath, as some philologists have said, originally means to open and to adjudicate in a cause, and removing a shut, which has two forms. Sometimes it has sensible aspects, like fathul bab, opening the door, and sometimes it has some kind of spiritual aspect, which is not visible, it is somehow abstract. Like opening the sorrow and wiping sadness. For example, Fathul Qadiyya means to judge and put an end to a conflict. Anyway, Prophet Noah adds as follows. He requests Allah, and deliver me and the believers that are with me. نَجِّنِي وَمَن مَعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This statement denotes that the believers are inside the Prophet's prey, since prophets always pray that the problems of the people and society be solved, and this is not an exception. This is how the Prophet is caring about his people.
(Speaking We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, this is really interesting how he cares about these believers. You may remember in the 114th verse, he said that I'm not going to drive away the believers. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Because it is from among the Prophet's missions, first and foremost mission, to improve people, to invite them to monotheism, that they want to deliver the society from the unbelievers. So that is why they invite people to monotheism. He said, مَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ I'm not going to drive away the believers. And now in this verse, he asks Allah, نَجِّنِي وَمَنْ مَعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Oh Allah, I ask you to deliver me, and not just me, the believers that are with me, the ones who have believed in me in this long time of invitation, in this such long hard time that I used to invite people to monotheism, and no one believed me except a few. And interestingly, one good sign of understanding who truly these mu'mineen are is how the others treat them, how the others respect them. The verse in the, from among the previous verses said, أَنُؤْمِنُ لَكَ وَاتَّبَعَكَ الْأَرْذَلُونَ Shall we believe in you while the meanest follow you? The people did not know the criterion for measuring the value. They considered that criterion was property and wealth, but the true criterion is merely that belief, that understanding of oneness and monotheism of the Almighty Allah. And now, this sign of how the others treat them like mean objects. They don't even consider them as human beings. Sometimes even these people are the ones who are considered in praying of the prophets of the Almighty Allah. نَجِّنِي وَمَنْ مَعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.